Hurricanes, floods from winter storms, downpours, and deadly landslides in California. It seems like a lot of us here in the U.S. have been dealing with way too much water recently. But in some places around the world, it's just the opposite.
The drought right now is the worst in 100 years because of climate change.
That's Patricia de Lille, the mayor of Cape Town, South Africa. Now, this is a city of 4 million people, and the mayor says if something doesn't change, the city will have to shut off water service in April. And it's not just Cape Town. Water scarcity is a growing problem around the world. So today, our Livable Planet desk brings us a look at two big companies that are taking on the challenge of water conservation. Let's start with the world's Jason Margolis.
Here's a sobering thought.
Studies have shown that as we look out to 2030, global demand for water is expected to outstrip supply by 40%.
That's Brooke Barton with Ceres, a Boston-based sustainability group. Barton says water conservation is a challenge that's just not on the radar of a lot of businesses.
It's surprising how many companies and manufacturing facilities around the world aren't even measuring how much water they use.
Ceres is trying to change that. They start by appealing to companies' self-interest. Tracking and cutting water use can save a lot of money. And Barton says that message is getting through.
What we're seeing is a growing cadre of companies who are shifting direction and elevating this as a priority in their business.
You can see some of the changes here at a massive Gatorade facility just outside of Phoenix. Ceres pointed me toward Gatorade's parent company, PepsiCo, as a leader in water conservation. The bottling lines here fill up 600 containers of Gatorade per minute.
They're doing multiple flavors. You'll see that we're doing grape, we're doing fruit punch, we're doing lemon lime.
Tim Carey directs sustainability programs for PepsiCo Beverages in North America. He says the company started investing in water efficiency 4 years ago in water-scarce Arizona. Since then, they've seen a 24% improvement.
That's about 100 million gallons of water every year that we do not use this year.
That translates into $1.5 million saved annually. Music to the ears of Carey's corporate bosses. So, how did Pepsi do it? It starts with cleaning all those empty bottles. Water is out. Air is in.
Think of it the way you would think of a air pressure device at a service station where you're filling your tires.
The pulses of air remove dust particles from sterilized bottles. Another water-saving move? More efficient filtering of the water used in our Gatorade.
Originally, we would just do a single pass through reverse osmosis. We'd use the clean water in our operation, and the rest would go to drain.
That water is now recaptured and cleaned again, saving the company a lot of runoff. The next water-saving trick can be found on the rooftop. Carey opens a hatch, and we emerge into the bright Arizona sun.
And on top of this roof, we have a field of solar panels that covers about 700,000 square feet.
That's like 12 football fields. But just what do solar panels have to do with saving water? It goes back to the local utility. Power plants use tremendous amounts of water to generate electricity. The less power Pepsi draws from the grid, the less water is used.
And because we're all in the same watershed, we're saving water in Arizona, in the watershed that supplies us.
Which in turn helps maintain the long-term viability of Pepsi's operations here. Beyond Arizona, Pepsi has set a goal to reduce water use an additional 25% by the year 2025 at all its food and beverage facilities worldwide. Pepsi is leading the way, but what they're doing isn't exactly splitting the atom. So here's my question. Why are corporations like PepsiCo just making these changes now? Why not 25 years ago? Carey says water has long been cheap. CEOs just didn't think about sustainability as a business advantage.
People didn't say, oh, what can I do to save water? Second thing is they probably did what I call the gross stuff. They did the big water savings projects, which were fairly obvious. We're at the precision scale now where we say, how can we tune our operations? How can we buy equipment and make it operate just perfectly?
The challenges will be different for just about every plant and just about every industry. But more companies are at least asking the questions. For a look at how a very different company is trying to save water, here's Lauren Summer in San Francisco.
This team is charged with coming up with new techniques every day, like time, temperature, pressure.
Bart Seitz runs Levi's Eureka Lab near downtown San Francisco. It's a miniature factory that you might say is at the forefront of jeans technology. We're surrounded by hundreds of pairs of prototypes.
Each jean has a recipe. It's very similar to cooking.
They all start out with the same basic ingredient.
This is denim fabric that comes from one of our mills. Up until 40 years or so ago, jeans were sold like this. They were stiff and scratchy.
But what we buy today can be very different. Jeans are light, dark, faded, pre-shrunk, stonewashed. And those variations are created with water.
This is our washing area. These machines look like machines that you would see in a laundromat.
At a full-scale Levi's factory, the machines wash 300 pairs of jeans each. And to get the right color and softness, some jeans are washed over and over, which used a lot of water. But a few years ago, the company created machines that use ozone gas instead.
And it reduces the color from something dark to something light without using very much water at all.
Levi's has developed about a dozen other waterless techniques, with the goal to use them in 80% of its products by 2020. That means rolling them out to factories around the world, from Egypt to Mexico. They haven't quantified how much water they plan to save, but so far they've saved more than 200 million gallons.
To use less water is usually less expensive, especially in some areas where we produce. Water is a challenge. You know, water is a premium.
Of course, most of the water used for jeans comes from growing the cotton itself, a notoriously thirsty crop. Levi's doesn't actually grow it, but they're working on ways to cut that water demand too, including sourcing some of their fabric from the Better Cotton Initiative, which works with farmers to reduce water use. Then there's all the water that jeans use after we buy them, about a quarter of their total water footprint. And Levi's has found that we Americans use more water to wash our jeans than consumers in Europe or China.
If we could just convince people in America to wash their jeans only every 5 times they wear them, that would move the needle.
Among hardcore lovers of 501s, there is a movement to never wash your jeans, to develop a personalized patina.
It's the ultimate form of self-expression for people. I never wash my jeans, ever.
Yeah, that may not be for everyone, but washing them less, a bit easier. For The World, Lauren Sommer, San Francisco.